You're listening to the OMFL Franchise Show. I'm your host, Tony Bono. Welcome to the show where the amazing franchise stuff goes down and not just in the DMs. Hey guys, welcome back to episode number 10 with Tony Bono and the OMFL Franchise Show. And let's get down to the game of the week between the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Ravens in week 15 of the OMFL season 92 between Brady Sr. and the Nipple Money. That's right, we've given him a new nickname. He's no longer Mackie, but the Nipple Money. And I know he loves it and he hates it at the same time. But here we go, looking at the stats. Offensive rushing yards, both teams had a solid game, 104 yards for the Ravens, 85 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. The passing yards belong to the Jacksonville Jaguars and the mustache man, then the quarterback there for Brady with 313 yards passing to 287. 16 first downs for the Ravens compared to 22 for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Both teams had some turnover issues. The Jacksonville Jaguars turned it over two times, and the Ravens won. And it's probably the outcome that helped the Ravens win this game by three. Looking at individual player stats, Gardner Minshew. He had 327 yards, touchdown, two interceptions, along a 38. He was sacked two times. And Mr. Robert Griffin, the third, started in place of Jackson because, guess what? The Nipple Money has already got the playoffs wrapped up, and he's just coasting in. So he's got his starters resting, and Jackson was on the bench for this game. Griffin played a solid performance, 291 yards, one touchdown, one interception. He was 12 of 19, very efficient, 63%. And let's move to the rushing. Chris Thompson for the Jaguars have 71 yards. Four touchdowns, folks. Four touchdowns. Let me repeat that again. Four touchdowns. Gus Edwards started for the Ravens. He had seven carries for 65 yards, 9.3 yards a carry, and a touchdown. Mark Ingram bringing in five carries for 25. Justice Hill for the Jacksonville Jaguars had 3 of 17. And Dobbins also adding 9 touches, 15 yards, but 3 touchdowns. It don't matter how many yards you put up. It's just that last yard to get into the end zone, I guess, that matters the most. Now looking at receiving, Marquise Brown seems to be the top target for the Ravens this season with 5 receptions for 131 yards and a touchdown. DJ Chark Jr. had 6 receptions for 117. And then Devin Duvernay, 4 receptions, 96 yards for the Ravens. Tyler Effort with 5 for 64 for the Jags. D.D. Westbrook, 3 for 50. And I don't know who this guy, how you pronounce his name, Chenault Jr. I guess 6 receptions for 37 yards and a touchdown. Looks to be a kind of a big type of possession receiver there for the Jags. Robert Woods got a catch. Josh Oliver, seems like they had pretty much everybody catching the ball in this game. Going over the defensive side, your defensive tackle leader for the game was Calais Campbell with 9 tackles, followed up by Shaquille Quarterman with 8, Patrick Queen with 8 for the Ravens, Chuck Clark with 7 for the Ravens. Tackles for losses, Campbell led that with 2. And then the all-important sack total here, Campbell had 1 sack. Chaisson had 1 sack for the Jags, and Matthew Judon had 1 sack for the Ravens. Interceptions, Chuck Clark with an interception for the Ravens, Jared Wilson with an interception for the Jags, and Jimmy Smith the endless wonder, Jimmy Smith, with a pick in this game as well. And that is your stats for this game, as the Baltimore Ravens pulled out a 38-35 gut-wrenching win against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I think this pretty much may have eliminated the Jacksonville Jaguars from playoff contention. Could be wrong, but it was a game and a half, to say the least, here with a 38-35 win for the Ravens and the nipple money. All right, we'll be back after this, so stay tuned to that dial. Don't touch it. Hey, it's your friendly neighborhood Tony Bono, and I'm just bringing you a little reminder. Tune in Sunday nights for Press Pass Live with Mr. Nate and his co-host, as well as Brady Sr. on the OMFL News. Tune in. You're missing out if you're not. Hey guys, we are back with the OMFL Franchise Show. This is Tony Bono, and let's get into our next segment, shall we, called The X-Files. This episode of X-Files goes way up north to Bloopland in Patriot Way number one, there with the quarterback, the curious case of Riley Worthington. Mr. Worthington is a top pedigree quarterback that was brought over from Madden 20 by Mr. Priest and the Cheeseheads. Well, something cheesy has gone on, more stinky than Limburger. And it seems that Mr. Priest has sold some damaged goods to Bloop. I don't know what's going on. But Mr. Worthington has struggled mightily since going over to the Patriots from the Green Bay Packers. Right now, he's sitting at a 72.3 rating, only passed for 2,000 yards, 13 touchdowns, 19 interceptions, been sacked 23 times, only completing about 57% of his passes, and averaging about 220 yards a game. Now, Mr. Bloop swears up and down that Mr. Worthington cannot hit the broadside of the barn. Now, I don't know what's going on, but something is amiss and definitely needs to be investigated a little further. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to look into Mr. Riley Worthington and some of his stats and see if there could be an issue. Worthington's 89 overall, 79 speed, 82 acceleration, change of direction is 65, strength 71, awareness 88, throw power 91. He is an X-Factor with a bazooka arm. Short throw accuracy, 92, 94 medium accuracy, 92 deep accuracy. Throw on the run, 82. Throw under pressure, 88. Break the sack with a 77 overall. Play action, 86. Carrying, 59. So definitely the guy is not a mobile quarterback. He's more of a pocket passer. I don't know if this could be mental for Mr. Bloop. I mean, the guy has got some very, very good stats on all of his ratings. So I'm not sure what's going on with Mr. Bloop. Maybe Bloop has been sniffing too many helium balloons. I don't know. I mean, just Bloop, I think it's all in your head. Get it out of your head. Pop the bubble. Get back to playing football. Your type of football. And I think you'll see things change. Now, I don't know why you can't hit your 98 speed receiver down the field. Maybe something's off. Maybe you need to change playbooks. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But something, if it's not working, change it up. Change it up and see what happens. But that's just me. And that is the X-Files. My conclusion is, it's all in your head, Bloop. Let's get back to playing bloop-style football. All right, we'll be back after this. Stay tuned for more. We have a special caller. You don't want to miss it. And we're back with the OMFL franchise show. We have a special caller on the line. It's Mr. Mickey the Mouse. Hello, Mickey. Thanks for joining the show.
Oh, shucks. It's nothing.
Tell us about your favorite team in the OMFL and what stands out the most about them this season.
Well, Tony, you see, I'm a Panthers fan. I know. How could a mouse root for a cat? Well, it all started with my pal Pete. We have become good friends, and he has watched the OMFL together, and we both just love the Panthers. Those dreamy blue uniforms, oh boy. Then talk about the solid quarterback play by McCoy. And just how he slings the pigskin around. That's just hard to beat, my friend.
You are right, Mickey. Who do you see playing in the OMFL Bowl 92?
Oh, hot dog. This is a tough one, Tony. But I gotta go with the Ravens versus the Cowboys. Mr. Nipple seems to be on fire. Ha! Fire Nipple. Ha! Anyway, I think the Cowboys will get in for the NFC. I have the Ravens winning 35-28 in a back-and-forth game.
Well, folks, there you have it. Straight from the mouse, the myth, the legend, Mickey himself. Thanks for joining us. You're listening to the OMFL Franchise Show, and we'll be back after this. Stay tuned. Hey guys, we are back, but this is the sad part of the show. It's the wrap-up. We had a good show today talking about those mighty Ravens. The Ravens got mentioned a few times today, not only from myself, but from Mickey. And I tell you what, they're on fire, and you cannot dismiss this team in the playoffs. Do not take it for granted, folks. I'm telling you right now, the Ravens are for real. Nipple Money got his name for a reason. And then we also talked about Mr. Bloop and the X-Files. What's going on there? Can Worthington be something to be had in the next season? Or is he going to be on the street looking for a new team? It's exciting times in the OMFL. And it never is a dull moment, I promise you. So with that said, we're going to say goodbye. And see you next time on the OMFL Franchise Show. Peace. You've been listening to Tony Bono and the OMFL Franchise Show. Be sure to tune in next time as Tony explores the ins and outs of the OMFL at grownfolksoc.com. Be sure to stop by and check them out.